प्यारी माँ लाडली माँ पढ़ के पुराण को याद करते, बनी है जन्नत तुम्हारा घर माँ।
4 years short of 100 years is what brother Qasim Amin eventually came face to face with yesterday when his beloved mummy left and went to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very honorable and wonderful friend of our radio station, of the Ummah at large, that runs Al Amin Library, always spoke very fondly of his mummy at an old age. Even in fact, last week sent me an SMS to say every time he would return, he would find her and she would say, "What namaz have you come from? Where have you prayed from?" Very sad indeed. Yes, it touched us also because we share this very grief and sad days and moments with Brother Qasim. I mean, he's on the air with us now, and inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give him sabr and the family as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Qasim bhai.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ibrahim bhai.
Jazakallah khairan so much for your time, for having the courage to come and speak to us. We would like you this morning to share with us some very fond and wonderful memories of Ma. Tell us a little about her, inshallah, Aziz. Yesterday was a memorable day. In what sense? That the entire Peter Maritzburg, who knows you so well, and the whole world that knows you so well, had received the news that your mummy has passed. So tell us a little more. Let's go back and talk a little about Ma and her life and her caring and her sharing with you people.
My ma was born in 1918, and then when she came from India, her village was Naroli. She came to West Bank, and then from there, I was born there in 1946, and my mother really looked after me. I mean, she made khidmat of everybody. And from there, in 1972, the family came to Peter Maritzburg, and we stayed here from that time. And then my mother was always loving and always dini inclined, and when she knew that Mulana Qasim Sema, who was my ustad in West Bank, that he had asked me, Allah Pak give him jannat, when he passed away on June 9, 2007, he was my very first ustad who invited me to do the dawah work from 1956. And then my mother always gave me the encouragement to carry continually doing that. And there's some loving memories, but the best memory is these few years, the last 2 years, when she was ill and she was in bed. And I could remember that my mamul every day was from the library. I take my appa, who's teaching the madrasa for the last 25 years. I leave her at madrasa, and from there I go to the East Street for Zohar, and after that I go and see my mother. And then when I see Ma, she's lost one eye cataract, so she could see with one eye only. And then she asked who I am because of memory failure. I said, "Tamaro Dikro, Qasim Papa." Then she said, to Kadu. Now imagine at that age of 96, my mother is asking me to Kadu. And then from there, she said, "Kevi namaz pari nao, mke zohar namaz pari nao." Then she said, from there she starts saying, "Allah barat bara hai, hardam hardam Allah kar." And she knows exactly what to say after Noor se apna seena bar. And she at that age, because of a constant recitation of Quran all the time, she used to make sure that she had a tasbih in her hand and reading Subhanallah, La ilaha, Subhanallah, La. And then whenever I used to read with her Yasin, she knew exactly what to read after what Quran Hakim, and then the next thing, and then after that she reads, and she knew that to recite the exact Alhamdulillah with Tajweed, and that is a miracle, you know, for a ma at 96 to read so perfectly. And then her only maqsad was, "Ya Allah, please take me with Iman and kone muhtaj me kare." And that's why she was always connected with Allah. And how I brought her into that mode where I say, "Ya Allah, tamana jwe chowi kalak," and the farishtas all are sitting in the bed, and whatever duas ma you make, Allah will answer your duas. So on that basis, she used to continuously give us dua, and she used to tell, "Muto musafir che, maro darazo khali, and tamara waste dua che, for everybody I'm giving your dua, and Allah will take me very soon." So whatever you can gain the benefit of dua from your mother, you can take it quickly. I said, "Ya ma, tamari chali dua che." My father passed away on a Friday night on the 24th of July 2002. And after that, I said, "No, this is the last dua left for my duas." And then yesterday, so peacefully, at about 7:30, my sister called me. I said, "Kasim, please come quickly. Mummy is breathing very heavy, and come quickly." So I took my daughter Farhana, and I went straight to the house. And I just missed her by 5 minutes. My sister just gave her zamzam. She read a kalama, and she passed away. And then full of noor, noor Allah, noor, noor Allah, noor. And it was something so touching to me. And up to now, I just can't get over it. I know it's to Allah that we belong, and to Him without return. Oh, my Kareem Allah, make maghfirat for Ma and save us from, for save us from the azab of the qabr, elevate Ma's status in the hereafter, and grant Ma Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen Ya Rabbul Alameen. As Mufti Mengs always said, serve your parents in the last part of their life, just as they served you in the first part of your life. And my other part of it is where Maulana Ibrahim Ya Rahimullah, he was so attached to me, he was like my father. And he constantly used to phone me and SMS me, "How's Ma?" And despite Maulana Mia's sickness of cancer, he used to tell me to ask Ma to make dua for him. And then when I had to tell Ma, Maulana asked you to make big dua. Say, "Inshallah, inshallah, Allah Pak Shifadi, Allah Pak Hari, Tabiyat Hari Rake." And constantly, Maulana used to keep on keeping that contact with me. So there's a loss of my Shaykh, there's a loss of my Ma, and my father passed away also. So obviously now my doors are closed, but I leave it to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to give her the highest stages of Jannah. And she was also giving me duas for the library as well, and the library has gone to such an extent that with the duas of my Shaykh and the duas of my mother, the library has gone to the whole world. And also another thing is, my mother always used to tell me when I used to say, "Mommy, mujahid Allah no kam karo jam, to me dua karo pa jam, so library mujam shara jam." Then she used to give me dua. She told me, "Shukar mangwa no, handa handa se shukar mango jo Allah sab kuch deta hai, khana pina sab kuch deta hai." Despite she didn't know that, although my sister gave her the food, but she said, "No, jo Allah moklawo, handu Allah moklawe." And she said, "Make shukar daily on your kidneys, on your gallbladder, on your liver. Handu jay insan, jay Allah pak, koi nahi kar sake, Allah pak machi na khaonu de, Allah pak machar na khaonu de, Allah pak insan, haywan na khaonu de, pachi saamp na khaonu de, pachi kem Allah pak kabhi nahi chhorenge, sab kuch Allah ke haath mein hai." So this is the few memories. In fact, there are more memories, but all this has just come up now while I'm recollecting what Ma has to tell me. And every time I have to tell her, "Mummy, tell me dua ka jo Allah pak maine le jaye umrah lewa bar bar ki, but inshallah, inshallah ke tu jaye tumhare waste bhi tawaf kar jo, tere baap handa waste tawaf kar jo." Then I used to tell her last on Monday when I saw her, I said, "Mummy, inshallah Allah pak tumharo ghar tayar che ta upar jannat ma tumne kyu daraz ho jo Allah pak ke jannat ma aaj daraz ho che ke je Allah marzi daraz khodi diye tum ho jao inshallah."
Subhanallah. So it is, I know and understand, brother Kasim, you know, the way you used to speak so affectionately of your beloved mommy always when you were there, and Allah Ta'ala just make it for you a day where you can continuously remember and always make dua for her, Yasin, and the whole ummah at large. The loss is massive. I mean, you talk now about, you know, Maulana Ibrahim Yasab, your Sheikh, Rahimahumullah, passed away. I still have a detailed 5-page letter that you forwarded to me. I've got it in my possession too. You know, not now, but at home, when your marhum papa passed away, you wrote to me and wrote to me all the wonderful things inside there about him and so forth. And now with your mummy. But Allah Ta'ala has chosen you for such a wonderful work that inshallah for the Isali Sawab, so many things can happen for her, inshallah. May you continue doing the work of Allah's deen. This is our life. Even the most best of the persons in the world, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, left from here and so forth. And we understand that. But that memory that you will never forget of the time you spent with her, how you cared for, that will never go away, inshallah. What about the rest of the people in Pietermaritzburg? Were they also now and then coming to see Ma? Because yourself being such a popular person in Pietermaritzburg itself.
No, all of us, all my brothers are all well known in this town as well too. My brother Shafiq Amin, then Abdul Samad Amin, and Rafiq as well. So they all, and my brother Farooq was in Cape Town. He also is well known too. So, and my sister, she's in the Tabligh Jamaat, so a lot of the ladies also have come. And that's why I should tell my mother, "Ya Allah, you make me the Khadim of your deen and make dua for me," like, you know, because whatever intention is got to be sincere. And my mother said, "Inshallah, inshallah." And always she used to remember, but one thing at that age, where your memory goes off, but because I used to have a different technique and way of kissing her on the forehead and bringing her into that mode of remembering what I'm saying, and then she used to remember, she said, ha, ha, and then like that, she used to remember, and then that is when we used to get whatever dua that she used to give us.
I mean, Jazakallah khairan so much. Jazakallah. Also, very fond memories coming back of my daddy. My daddy was also 96 when she passed away. And I thought, Kasim Bhai, you're so aware of all the nazams and everything. And I thought the best nazam I could find for you was Qari Altaf's.
There's a new one now that we put in on our menu page now on my. It's a brand new one, which when you go through it, you'll see how touching it is, because it's got also the words of a different angle, but it's something that your heart will cry. Yes. When you get a chance, you can go through it, and then you can also play that.
Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you, Qasim Bhai. Jazakallah khairan so much. Shukran jazilan. Our dua for you too, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That's right. It's Brother Qasim Amin from Al Amin Library. Go to the website. It's got tons and tons of machines and lectures that you can download, inshallah. It's all for free. Go down to the website, Al Amin Library, and you'd be able to just Google it, Al Amin Library, and you'll be able to find that. As you now advise us, there is another Inu and Ashid there also, inshallah. Very, 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 very excellent and wonderful companion of CII Radio for many, many years. And together with that, also one day when I went to Uncle Bam Doda's place, he's also a big friend of CII and alhamdulillah, very strong supporter. When we went there, this is where we met Qasim Bhai. He came to spend some time with us. Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with such excellent qualities. He's truly a superhuman being, Qasim Amin. Allah Ta'ala just increase him, inshallah, in many ways, in his work that he's doing and so forth. And inshallah, you could go down to the Al Amin Library anytime, and all that he has there, you can be able to pick some of the qira'ah and some of the lectures and so forth. Visit it in Peter Maritzburg area and see what a wonderful work he's doing there with all this information that he has available.